This is TechCrunch.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Investors are growing increasingly weary of AI. I'm Imran Sheikh, and all hail our AI robot overlords, because it's time for your Daily Crunch for Tuesday, starting with three big headlines. So Meta continues to field criticism over how it handles younger consumers using its platforms, but the company is also planning new products that will cater to them. On Monday, the company announced in a blog post that later this year, it'll launch a new education product for Quest to position its VR headset as a go-to device for teaching in classrooms. The product is yet to be named, but in the blog post describing it, the company's president of global affairs said that it will include a hub for education-specific apps and features, as well as the ability to manage multiple headsets at once without having to update each device individually. With nothing on the table, the company is framing it as a long-term bet. In an interview, the company said,
"We accept that it's going to take a long time, and we're not going to be making any money on this anytime soon."
Monday's announcement arrives on the heels of Meta prompting Quest users to confirm their age so it can provide teens and preteens with appropriate experiences. Elon Musk is planning to charge new X users a small fee to enable posting on the social network and to curb the bot problem. In reply to an X account that posted about changes on X's website, Musk said charging a small fee to new accounts was the only way to stop the onslaught of bots. While replying to another user, Musk later added that new accounts would be able to post after 3 months of creation without paying a fee. As is the case with a lot of announcements related to the social platform, there are no details at the moment about when this policy will be applicable and what fees new users might have to pay. While Musk has talked about battling AI bots last year, X updated its policy to include a clause that public posts could be used to train machine learning algorithms or artificial intelligence models. Separately, in July 2023, Musk said that his AI company XAI would use public posts to train models. And after years of easy money, the AI industry is facing a reckoning. A new report from Stanford's Institute for Human-Centered Artificial Intelligence, HAI, which studies AI trends, found that global investment in AI fell for the second year in a row in 2023. AI-related mergers and acquisitions fell from $117.16 billion in 2022 to $80.61 billion in 2023. Down 31.2%. Private investment dipped from $103.4 billion to $95.99 billion. Factoring in minority stake deals and public offerings, total investment in AI dropped to $189.2 billion last year, a 20% decline compared to 2022. So, what's going on? Gartner analyst John David Lovelock says that he sees AI investing spreading out as the largest players, Anthropic, OpenAI, and so on, stake out their ground. According to a PitchBook report compiled for TechCrunch, VCs invested $25.87 billion globally in AI startups in Q1 2024, up from $21.69 billion in Q1 2023. But the Q1 2024 investments spanned across only 1,545 deals compared to 1,909 in Q1 2023. Mergers and acquisitions, meanwhile, slowed from 195 in Q1 2023 to 176 in Q1 2024. Now let's kick it over to someone who I'll never stop investing in, producer Dennis, for today's startup news in about 1 minute.
Thanks, Imran. We're going to start on a bit of a downer here, talking about layoffs. They usually drive attention and sympathy toward affected employees. But rarely does anyone talk about what happens to the recruiters who are sometimes also asked to leave when companies decide to cut headcount. Paraform, a recruitment platform aimed at startups, feels there's an opportunity in tapping the pool of laid-off recruiters who have since branched out to start their own business and helping startups source talent and access a broader talent network. The company recently raised a $3.6 million seed round. Up next, companies that offer role referral bonuses do so with the assumption that their employees know their work culture and a role's requirements best. But what if companies were to open up those referral bonuses to people outside the organization? That's the idea behind DraftBoard. DraftBoard lets employers post referral bonuses and have referrers compete to earn them by scouring their networks for talent. And finally, UK-based legal tech startup LawHive, which offers an AI-based in-house lawyer through a software as a service platform targeted at small law firms, has raised $11.9 million in a seed round to expand the reach of AI-driven services for Main Street law firms. LawHive targets small law firms or solo lawyers running their own shops. Lawyers can use its software to onboard and manage their own clients, or can sign up for LawHive's marketplace to be matched with individual customers and small businesses. And that's about it for me. Imran, back to you.
And that's your Daily Crunch. Today's stories were reported by Ivan Mehta, Lauren Forrestal, Kyle Wiggers, and more beautiful, lovely TechCrunch journalists. We'll see you here tomorrow, same tech time, same Crunch channel. And until then, find us at TechCrunch.com.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.